You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And that new Oxydol white is something to see. Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with new white Oxydol. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxydol history. With new white Oxydol, you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and you'll always get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. It's white. If you like to see snowy white sheets billowing on a line, if you like to see your husband's shirts sparkling white, you're right to use new white Oxydol. It washes clothes a more brilliant white than you ever thought a soap could get them. And that wonderful new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes just as long as you use new white Oxydol. And it's truly safe for washable colors, too. They actually come out brighter, fairly sparkle. So try new white Oxydol next wash day. Your dealer has it now. You'll say you've never seen a wash so bright and white. New white Oxydol, the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, it's been one heartache after another for Ma ever since Rushville Center was named America's typical town. The latest and most worrisome heartache has been Joseph, who's come to resent all the teasing and kidding about his seeing the glamorous Ann Morrison. He lost his temper, struck a man, and now he's talking about leaving town for good. One good thing, however, that's come out of all this has been Ma's finding a new and real friend in Alfred Sinclair. Well, right now, in fact, while Ma's waiting for him out in the corridor at Town Hall, Mr. Sinclair is saying some pretty pointed things to Mayor Ross and Banker Pendleton. Listen.
Well, gentlemen, you seem pretty determined, especially you, Mr. Pendleton, that Joseph should be made to pay and pay and pay for his indiscretion of last night.
Well, now, Mr. Sinclair, regarding that matter,
shut up, Adolf.
Well, even the man asked me a question.
We are not the law, Mr. Sinclair. The courts will decide what punishment Joe should have. We have a justice of the peace. That's his job.
I see. You, of course, have no intention of aiding and abetting the law.
Well, what do you mean? There's no hocus-pocus when it comes to justice in Rushville Center.
Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, I have never tried blackmail before, but I think the time has come.
Blackmail?
Blackmail? Well, what do you mean, Mr. Sinclair? Why, that's against the law, blackmail.
Not the kind I have in mind. It's definitely of the within-the-law variety.
Mr. Sinclair, now, let's face it. Now, Joseph ran wild last night. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment whether he was right or wrong. But he smacked two men last night, and he smacked them hard. Peter Skillet had to have some stitches taken. A showcase was broken to smithereens over at the restaurant. Guessing it cost good money, too.
Mayor Ross, I'm not disputing any of that.
Well, what's fair is fair, Mr. Sinclair. Joe should not be left to go scot-free, like Mr. Pendleton said. Rushville Center is a peaceable town.
Mayor Ross, you apparently misunderstand. I'm not for a moment suggesting that Joe should get off, as you say, scot-free. There were damages last night. He should be made to pay doctor's bills, pay for the glass showcase, whatever other costs there are. But let's face it, gentlemen. Constable Tookie, that is his name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Jim Tookie.
Well, he informed me that he had orders to find Joseph, arrest him, and hold him for disturbing the peace.
He's the constable, isn't he? The people of Rushville Center elected him. They expect him to do his duty, that's all. That's all he meant by having orders.
I don't think so, Mr. Pendleton. I think that the constable had someone much more specific in mind. You, Mr. Pendleton.
Me?
Yes, you.
Ridiculous.
I think you brought pressure to bear on Constable Tookie.
Nonsense.
It's your little way of retaliating against Ma, Joseph, Miss Morrison, and me for what's happened during the past couple of months. You're a very vain man, Mr. Pendleton.
Have you any more fancy words for me?
Yes. You're greedy, too, and avaricious. I think that somewhere along the line, someone failed to give you any sense of values over and above money and power. That's too bad, too. Because I think you might possibly have had been rather a worthwhile citizen if you hadn't been permitted to become so completely warped.
I thought we were going to talk about Joseph.
I'm coming to that. You'd like very much to see Joseph in jail, wouldn't you?
I don't care what happens to him. If the law says he goes to jail, that's fine with me.
Well, I'm just as determined that he should not go to jail, Mr. Pendleton. And as I said a moment ago, I'm fully prepared to try blackmail, if necessary, to keep him out.
Look here now. What is this talk about blackmail?
You know, Mr. Pendleton, if I'd been in Joseph's place, I wouldn't have wasted time thrashing Peter Skillet. I'd have come over and thrashed you.
Me?
Yes, you. I may be a comparative newcomer in Rushville Center.
You certainly
but
are.
But in a few weeks that I've been here, I've come to know your town and its people pretty well. I know that there's not a vicious streak in this whole town. The men and women of Rushville Center, even the children, are mild and gentle and considerate. They wouldn't knowingly hurt a friend and neighbor to save their lives. The trouble is that your people here are simple. They're good. They don't look for hidden motives. They accept everything at face value. They even accept you, Mr. Pendleton. They don't see you for what you are, really. They accept you and your place in this town without question, and therein lies their great error. I know you.
You know me.
Now, you've complained, Mr. Pendleton, complained that I haven't done justice to you in my story of Rushville Center. Well, I'm going to rectify that. The next chapter I write is going to be dedicated wholly and completely to you. I'll tell people what you really are.
You write anything about me and I'll sue you. I'll sue you for every cent you've got in the world, you and your magazine. You'll never write another word as long as you live.
Consider the facts, Mr. Pendleton. You know that if left to their own devices, every man, woman, and child in Rushville Center would turn to Ma Perkins. They worship her. They love her. They love her whole philosophy of life. Instead of a town of gossiping, whispering people, there'd be a town of contentment and peace. There wouldn't be much place here for you then, would there?
I warned you now. I'll sue you, and I'll sue you in every court in the land.
You couldn't make much money among contented people, could you? There wouldn't be any need for them to come running to you to borrow money at 6% in order to buy things they don't really need.
All right now. You write a story like that.
You seem to forget, Mr. Pendleton. You couldn't sue me for anything until after the story appeared in print.
What?
I doubt whether even then you could collect a red cent, and I'd at least have had the satisfaction of telling your fellow men the sort of person their banker is.
Now look here. You can't do this, Mr. Sinclair. You can't do it. You can't take a man and smear his name and his reputation.
You smeared Joseph.
Well,
you constantly whispered it about town that he was carrying on with Miss Morrison. That's why you're the one he should have thrashed, because it was really you who put the whole town up to tormenting him. Now you want to exact still another pound of flesh.
He's right, Augustus. He's 100% right. Now let's stop all this tomfoolery. After all, what's Joe done that's so awful? I never liked Pete Skillet myself. Felt more than once like giving him a good swift kick. I know for a fact that he went on carrying on around town about how the state police brung in Joe and Miss Morrison, and Joe had lipstick smeared all over his face. And I'm going to call Jim Took himself. Now, enough is enough. Now, understand now, Mr. Sinclair. Joe ain't going scot-free. No, sir. There are some doctor bills and stuff. And hello, Miss Wilson. This is Mayor Ross. Let me talk to Tim Jookie, please.
You let me know whatever the damages are, Mr. Mayor, and I'll see that they're paid, every last cent. I know that Ma would want it that way, too.
Hello, Jim. This is Mayor Ross. Say, Jim, about Joseph now. Well, Jim, I've been thinking it over, and, you know, when you come right down to it, well, what's the boy done? Why, what he's done ain't so awful or criminal. Yeah, huh? Well, now, Jim, that's the way I figured about it, too. You're no point in dragging him before the justice of peace or anything and making a whole a business out of it. Yeah, that's right. Let's drop it, huh? And, oh, sure, he'll pay damages and all that. And yes, he will. And that's right. And then let's forget it, huh? Jim, I'm certainly glad to see eye to eye with me on that. Sure, I'll be seeing you. Goodbye, Jim.
That's very nice of you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not one to interfere with the law, but I honestly feel that this way is far more just to all concerned.
Yeah, now, there's been enough ruckus about all this already. What is that they say again now? To err is human, to forgive, divine.
A wonderful attitude, Mayor, and the true spirit of Rushville Center. Thank you very much. Well, I know Ma's sitting on pins and needles outside, so if you gentlemen don't mind, I'll go tell her the good news. Good day, Mr. Pendleton. Goodbye, Mr. Mayor. You've been very wise and cooperative about this. Goodbye.
Mr. Sinclair.
Yes?
Now, about that article, you know, the one you're going to write about Augustus. Now, you know Augustus means well.
Forget about it, Mr. Mayor. I have. Goodbye.
Nice fella. Augustus, now, he's quite a fella, ain't he? And he sure knows how to use words, too. And he, no wonder he's a writer.
Those weren't his words, Adolph.
Yeah? Huh? Well, what do you mean?
He didn't figure that all out for himself. Ma Perkins put him up to what to say.
Oh, for Pete's sake. He's a writer, ain't he? He don't have to borrow no words from nobody.
Well, just the same, they haven't heard the last of this.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. When the time comes, you can be doggone sure I'll do it.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Oxydol has always been famous for the white washes, it turns out. So when we say the new white Oxydol washes clothes whiter than ever before, that's really saying something. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Gives you the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Yes, even if you dry your clothes inside, new white Oxydol will give you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And listen. When you keep using this whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash, that amazing new whiteness stays in your clothes through washing after washing, stays for the life of your clothes. New Oxydol is truly safe for washable colors, too. Why, your tub of colored clothes will actually come out with a new sparkle and brightness. So be right next wash day. Use new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Banker Pendleton seems rather convinced that Alfred Sinclair's victory over him will be only a temporary one. But now, this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.